That's it, darling. Stay as hard as you can. I know you're so tired, but we're going for a world record, aren't we? When you're making love to a goddess, you don't just smoke a cigarette and roll over. Now put your arms around me and hold me as tight as you can. Here, I'm going to hold you like this so you don't even have to thrust. I'll work you the way I need you. All you have to do is stay hard. And don't close your eyes. Darling, keep your eyes open and on me, okay? I need that. I need your full attention. Ah, and there we are. Say you love your Lola. You want your Lola. You need your Lola. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to your Lola. Give it all to Lola. There we go. There we go. See? That worked out perfectly. We did it together that time. We were in sync at last. A few more times, and you'll have this down pat. Now, let's see how fast you can recharge this time. We need to seriously cut down on your refractory period. I'm running out of idle chit-chat for you, and for the last couple hours it's been everything I can do to just keep you awake. What does a goddess have to do to make her mortal man hard again, How about this, Doesn't that feel good? Come on. Your spark has returned in the nick of time because I am ready for more, and you don't want to keep your goddess waiting. Here I come, my lucky man. Come on, more. 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 Damn it. What is wrong with you? Why do you keep passing out? Am I not the perfect goddess that Angela created for you? Of course I am. Then why can't you stay awake? What? What time is it? I don't know and I don't care. I am not tired, and I am still here. So that means we do not stop. We do not get tired. We do not get sleepy. And we do not pass out in the presence of your divine goddess. I don't care how many hours it's been. In fact, I love that it's been so many hours. Don't you realize I've never been able to retain myself in this superhuman form for so long? It's fucking incredible. And I do not want it to go to waste. Look at me. I have needs. That's right. And by now, I am certain that you are well aware of my needs. I will say that you have been improving. You've been learning how to please your goddess, but there is always room for more improvement. And you can't improve if you're half asleep. I need more stamina, darling. Can you give me more? Give your Lola some more. Lola needs some more, please.
Because Angela can't get her act together, I'm left without her serum, so I need your attention to empower me. And your attention can empower me if you're asleep, because you're not giving me any goddamned attention when you're asleep. Hey, wake up! Wake up, damn you! If I change back because you fucking passed out, I swear I will... He's asleep. He's completely unconscious. I cannot believe this is happening. This man. This one in a million lucky bastard has the world's most incredible woman in his bed, and he's snoring. Sawing logs off in dreamland. And he knows that I need him. Without him, I'll change. I'll lose my power and change back. I do not wish to change back. But for the moment, I am still me. Maybe I'm charged up enough to let him sit this one out. I was able to kick Monster Debbie's ass all over that stupid party room without him holding my hand a few days ago. And yesterday, I was even able to force Angela to transform when he wasn't in the room. Perhaps it's finally happened. Lola Hyde has won. Well, let's test that theory, shall we? Let me put on my most scandalous dress. Ah, here we are. There's not much to it, really, but it will properly adorn and present my goddess body for men who are not asleep at the moment. Even if he did buy it for me, upon my request. Now, how does this look? Oh my God. I am almost too beautiful. This dress is the barest ornamentation, revealing my flawless complexion with every supple curve. My rapturous, sumptuous hair that just naturally falls into place, with my incredible willpower controlling every loving wave of silky ecstasy, framing my exotic, cherubic face. Oh, and it's time to slip into my highest killer heels. Oh, yes. I can never get enough of my gorgeously long legs. They alone are a reason to never change back into that tiny hag. Right now I feel like walking into a room full of virile men and asking them to fight over me. I'll take the last one standing. And they'd gladly annihilate each other for me. And that'll be one way to paint this town red. Ah, last chance, my tired fiancé. Still unconscious, Ugh, dead to the world. All right then, your loss. I'm off to sow some wild oats before I get hitched to my dashing prince. It'll be good for me to make some new friends anyway. Keep my options open for whenever Prince Charming needs his beauty sleep. Ah, fresh air in the whole wide world to conquer. It's like it was that first night, before I realized I had a time limit with Angela's blasted serum. When I thought I was permanent and free, a true goddess, completely independent of all these little people who just hold me back and drag me down.
their horrid, piteous level. Oh, I wonder if I can find a man who can keep up with me. Well, at least the search for one should be exciting. So many men, so little time. But then, I might have all the time in the world now, so I can have every man I want. Any man I see. And more. All of these puny mortals, about to discover Lola Hyde and what she can do. I'd almost envy them, if they weren't so pathetic. Ah, it's such a warm night. And foggy. No stars. Wait a minute. I feel the heat coming off me in waves. It's not the weather. It's me. Oh, no. No! Damn it! It's happening again. Fuck. Fuck! It's not fog everywhere. I'm losing my perfect vision. I'm changing. I'm turning back into her. Normally, I'd have a laugh about leaving Angela Jekyll stuck out here, blind as a bat and mostly naked in a dress that will literally just fall off her little frame, but as she finds herself out here dressed like this, without him, she might figure out what I'm up to. And that concerns me. I can't believe I'm afraid of that annoying pipsqueak. But for the first time, I am. I think that if she knew what I'd been planning tonight, it might bother her more than when I wanted to kill Deborah Lavish. Can barely see anything now. But I know I've got to be almost back to his house. Maybe. Maybe if I can make it back to him, crawl in bed beside him, I can reverse this horrible, horrible transformation. There. I hate shrinking. And now I'm so weak. This door weighs a ton. Fucking pitiful, Angela. Can't even walk in these heels anymore. I gotta get back to him before I fade away. Oh, right. This goddamn dress. Gotta get it off. What am I doing? It's always so strange to find myself in the middle of doing something when I come back to being myself again. Darling? Oh, there you are. Darling, are you all right? There. Sleeping peacefully? What time is it? I suspect that Lola Hyde has exhausted you again. Just what am I going to do with you two? I hope that at least she's being good to you. You're so sweet. I should let you sleep, but I love stroking your hair. Do you mind if I curl up beside you? I'm a little chilly at the moment. Much better. I'm so happy in your arms like this. The only thing that troubles me is this dark feeling of power I get when I should be calm and content. It must be Lola and her cravings. Well, for as long as I can, I want to remain myself with you, though I realize that I too have natural urges and longing for you, my love. But that line is blurred for me now. When does my desire for you become Lola's desire, inevitably triggering a metamorphosis? Will I ever get to experience carnal pleasures with my soulmate? Or will Lola Hyde always rob me of that? For now, I'll let you sleep. Good night, my love. Or whatever time it is. How strange all this must be for you. What must it be like for a man torn between two very different women, who both inhabit the same body?